Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. This is another study guide. This one's on financial accounting. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. You can reach me by email. LCANDELL@OSSH.com. This is on Chapter 1 in Financial Accounting, and it's called Introduction to Financial Statements. Describe the primary forms of business organization. A sole proprietorship is a business owned by one person. A partnership is a business owned by two or more people. A corporation is a separate legal entity for which evidence of ownership is provided by shares of stock. Identify the users and uses of accounting information. Internal users are managers who need accounting information in planning, controlling, and evaluating business operations. The primary external users are investors and creditors. Investors, stockholders, use accounting information to help them decide whether to buy, hold, or sell shares of a company's stock. Creditors, suppliers and bankers, use accounting information to assess the risk of granting credit or loaning money to a business. Other groups who have an indirect interest in a business are taxing authorities, regulatory agencies, customers, labor unions, and economic planners. The three principal types of business activities are financial activities, investing activities, and operating activities. Financing activities involve collecting the necessary funds to support the business. Investing activities involve acquiring the resources necessary to run the business. Operating activities involve putting the resources of the business into action to generate a profit. Describe the content and purpose of each of the financial statements. An income statement presents the revenues and expenses of a company for a specific period of time. A retained earnings statement summarizes the changes in retained earnings that have occurred for a specific period of time. A balance sheet reports the assets, liabilities, and stockholders' equity of a business at a specific date. A statement of cash flows summarizes information concerning the cash inflows, receipts, and outflows, payments, for a specific period of time. Explain the meaning of assets, liabilities, and stockholders' equity, and state the basic accounting equation. Assets are resources owned by a business. Liabilities are the debts and obligations of the business. Liabilities represent claims of creditors on the assets of the business. Stockholders' equity represents the claims of owners on the assets of the business. Stockholders' equity is composed of two parts, common stock and retained earnings. The basic accounting equation is assets equal liabilities plus stockholders' equity. describe the components that supplement the financial statements in an annual report. The management discussion and analysis provides management's interpretation of the company's results and financial position, as well as a discussion of plans for the future. Notes to the financial statements provide additional explanation or detail to make the financial statements more informative. The auditor's report expresses an opinion as to whether the financial statements present fairly the company's results of operations and financial position. The basic assumptions and principles underlying financial statements. The monetary unit assumption requires that only transaction data capable of being expressed in terms of money be included in the accounting records of the economic entity. The economic entity assumption states that economic events can be identified with a particular unit of accountability. The time period assumption states that the economic life of a business can be divided into artificial time periods and that meaningful accounting reports can be prepared for each period. The going concern assumption states that the enterprise will continue in operation long enough to carry out its existing objectives. The cost principle states that assets should be recorded at their cost. The full disclosure principle dictates that circumstances and events that matter to financial statement users must be disclosed. The income statement lets us know if a company's operations are profitable. The income statement reports on the success or failure of the company's operations by reporting its revenue and expenses. If the company's revenue exceeds its expenses, it will report net income. Otherwise, it will report a net loss. Retained earnings statements let us know what the company's policy toward dividend and growth is. The retained earnings statement lets us know how much of this year's income the company paid out in dividends to shareholders. A company striving for rapid growth will pay a low dividend. The balance sheet lets us know if the company relies primarily on debt or on stockholders' equity to finance its assets. The balance sheet reports the company's resources and claims to those resources. There are two types of claims, liabilities and stockholders' equity. Compare the amount of debt versus the amount of stockholders' equity to determine whether the company relies more on creditors or owners for its financing. Statement of cash flows lets us know if the company generates sufficient cash from operating activities to fund its investing activities. The statement of cash flows shows the amount of cash provided or used by operating activities, investing activities, and financing activities. The statement of cash flows compares the amount of cash provided by operating activities with the amount of cash used by investing activities. Any deficiency in cash from operating activities must be made up with cash from financing activities. Accounting, the process of identifying, recording, and communicating the economic events of a business to interested users of the information. annual report, a report prepared by corporate management that presents financial information, including financial statements, notes, and the management discussion and analysis. Assets, resources owned by a business. Auditor's report, a report prepared by an independent outside auditor stating the auditor's opinion as to the fairness of the presentation of the financial position and results of operating and their conformance with accepted accounting standards. Balance sheet, a financial statement that reports the assets, liabilities, and stockholders' equity at a specific date. Basic accounting equation, assets equal liabilities plus stockholders' equity. Certified public accountant, or CPA, an individual who has met certain criteria and is thus allowed to perform audits of operations and corporations. Common stock, stock representing the primary ownership interest in a corporation. In the balance sheet, it represents the amount paid in by stockholders. Comparative statements, a presentation of the financial statements of a company for multiple years. Corporation, a business organized as a separate legal entity having ownership divided into transferable shares of stock. Cost principle, an accounting principle that states that assets should be recorded at their cost. Dividends, distribution of cash or other assets from a corporation to its stockholders. Economic entity assumption, an assumption that economic events can be identified with a particular unit of accountability. Expenses, the cost of assets consumed or services used in ongoing operations to generate revenue. Full disclosure principle, accounting principle that dictates that circumstances and events that make a difference to financial statement users should be disclosed. Going concern assumption, the assumption that the enterprise will continue in operation long enough to carry out its existing objectives and commitments. Income statement, a financial statement that presents the revenues and expenses and resulting net income or net loss of a company for a specific period of time. Liabilities, the debt and obligations of a business. Liabilities represent claims of creditors on the assets of a business. Management discussion and analysis, MD&A. A section of the annual report that presents management's views on the company's short-term debt-paying ability, expansion, financing, and results. Monetary unit assumption, an assumption stating that only transaction data that can be expressed in terms of money be included in the accounting records of the economic entity. Net income, the amount by which revenues exceed expenses. Net loss, the amount by which expenses exceed revenues. Notes to the financial statements, notes that clarify information presented in the financial statements, as well as expand upon it where additional detail is needed. Partnership, a business owned by more than one person. retained earnings, the amount of net income kept in the corporation for future use, not distributed to stockholders as dividends. Retained earnings statement, a financial statement that summarizes the changes in retained earnings for a specific period of time. Revenues, the assets that result from the sale of product or service. Sole proprietorship, a business owned by one person. Statement of cash flows, a financial statement that provides information about the cash inflows, receipts, and cash outflows, payments, for a specific period of time. Stockholders' equity, the stockholders' claim on total assets. Time period assumption, an accounting assumption that the economic life of business can be divided into artificial time periods. And that concludes the Chapter 1 Study Guide for Financial Accounting. Chapter 2 will be dealing with a further look at financial statements. Once again, this is Lewis Charles Candell, LCANDELL at OSSH.com. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. Peace.